Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and welcome to another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves videocast. We're going to teach you something today. You're going to learn something new because I'm joined with Jim Vasgard, who is the AV sales channel manager for national sales manager, I should say, for Daktronics. Now, Daktronics, you've seen their logo and their name all over the place, and you just might not be able to place it. And that's because if you're high school, if you're college, if your arena has an LED, there's a daggone good chance that it's a Daktronics LED. Jim, thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Well, Gary, thank you for the opportunity. A great introduction that describes our entree into the pro AV market really well and what we're trying to accomplish.
Well, you know, for years, I wondered why y'all weren't in the pro AV market. And I saw you at a small show a couple of years ago and someone said, well, we're actually trying to now. So we're actually gearing up to that. So obviously you're the guy that's been tagged with that, and you'll be at Infocom in the West Hall in booth 2617. Now, here's something really cool, and I love educating people. You guys introduced a technology called it's new flip chip on board LED technology. Can you explain what that is?
I'll give it my best. What we've done is there's LED products that have been around for a long time, Gary, and they've had a what they call a surface mount diode, yeah. or it could be a integrated matrix or 4-in-1 or quad chip LED. But they always had wires, depending upon how it was yeah. built, the wires created heat. The idea there was to get away from it and create a system that's more reliable, better contrast, lower maintenance, lower operating.
And how are you doing that? What do you do?
What we're basically doing is taking an LED and instead of putting it down and soldering it onto a circuit board, we flip it over, which gives you a direct connection from the LED housing onto the circuit board, and we eliminate the wires so that the LED takes less power, generates less heat, and then you put an encapsulant over the top, which, depending upon how you make the encapsulant, that's really one of the keys here, you can get much better contrast, more vibrant colors. You need to take that encapsulant and protect the LED so it doesn't get damaged in handling or shipping or, you know, operating.
And that's because what's happened is the way you built them is the LEDs are like right there on the surface.
That's correct.
And you got to put some kind of shield on there to protect it. And I guess the shield would be, hey, if you're putting this in a moisture-based environment, we're going to use one kind of shield versus one that would be indoor versus outdoor, or maybe even, I should say, sun-facing versus low light. Ambient light environment, you would not have to need as high contrast, for example.
The system we're bringing to Infocom is just an indoor. So we've got something that protects it against the humidity and your typical room and that sort of thing. Has a little bit of UV protected, but the real key behind it was the collaboration that we had in our design is it allows light to pass in one direction. So when you see the display, the background is really black.
Wasted light, nothing.
No wasted light, and the imagery just pops off the screen.
What market are you going after with this new product?
Well, we're bringing it to the pro AV market, and we see a lot of opportunities. Obviously, the federal government area has a lot of interest in this product, as well as any type of command center, utilities, security ops, that sort of thing. But you really see an LED move into more of the enterprise or corporate lobbies, boardrooms, training rooms.
And are you is this TAA compliant since you're based out of the United States?
We have two options. We have a product that's TAA compliant, and then we have another product that's not TAA, but competes with a lot of other places, competitors that may be in a school system or a corporate lobby.
They don't need the TAA compliance. Yeah.
Correct.
All right. So this is called flip chip on board LED technology. What are the different pixel pitches? Do you have as low as 0.9 millimeter?
Yes.
And how high, what's the coarsest pitch? Like 1.8, 2.3, what?
We do chip on board. We go 0.9, 1.2, 1.5, 1.8. And then we do have a quad chip that goes 0.7 and then an SMD that does 2.5.
Perfect. Will all this be in your booth at Infocom, by the way?
We will have a lot of it. We may not have all the pixel pitches, but come on by and we'll show you a bunch of different things we have.
Okay, look, Daktronics.com, Daktronics, CS.com. You'll recognize the D. You've yes. seen it on all sorts of places and schools all over the place. Or go to, they're going to be in booth W2617. We're going to go there and shoot videos of all of these different products. So make sure you take time to go to Daktronics. Jim, thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you. I appreciate the time and look forward to seeing you in Las Vegas.
I do too. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day. Ray, Ray, Ray. With Ray.